because, again, they're free. And those performers are our main stage artists. So they're these really notable performers that are coming into Bartlesville from all across the world to perform. And they stay a little bit of extra time so that they can perform for the kids. So last year we had Jenny Lynn, who is a Steinway artist, a world-renowned pianist, come in, and she performed Philip Glass for the main stage performance, but then she stayed, and she actually has her own children's book. So she read from her children's book and played the music live to go along with it, and she had all the sound effects and everything, and we had a couple hundred kids there that day experiencing that. So, and that's just one example. We also had the Gothard sisters come in and do Celtic dance and music with the kids. And so those are free children's programming events that happen, again, all throughout the week. And again, we also have our community showcase series of local artists that are going to be performing free throughout the week as well. So that's all going to be June 12th through the 18th. Mm-hmm. And if you're interested to find out who exactly is going to be performing, you can come by on Thursday, February 20th.
That is really going to be cool. Yeah. So right there at Ambler Hall, 4:30, 6:30. We get the big reveal, get some munchies, and get some karaoke and
a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, I understand that this is a big volunteer opportunity.
It is a big volunteer opportunity. We need volunteers for everything, to help set up instruments, to help sell tickets, to greet people at the door. And then also, we're starting a new ambassador program. So if you are a big supporter of the arts, you want to be able to get more involved with the Bartlesville arts community, that ambassadorship is going to be the way to do it. So if you're interested in doing that, you can talk to me this Thursday at the festival launch, or you can shoot me an email or call up to the office or just swing by the office or anything like that, and I'll be sending out emails about that ambassadorship as well coming up here shortly. But a lot of ways to get involved, so we welcome any and all volunteers.
Still looking for that intern?
We have our intern right now, but we are looking for many, many more. So if you are interested in interning with the festival, we can absolutely use you. So you can call up to the office at 918-336-9900. If you're a high school student and you'd like that experience coming on board and helping out with a music festival, it can be a great resume builder, and it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun throughout that week from the intern perspective. So give us a call and get involved. It's a great way to... Yeah.
A little history on the OKM music. We started out as Mozart, but then we branched off into a lot of genres. And thank goodness for that, because, you know, more people actually come into town and stay a little bit and have just a great old time. I've heard of people who just take a whole, you know, better part of a week's vacation and spend it right here so they can do the festival.
And there's a lot to do in Bartlesville.
Oh, yeah.
You stay in the Price Tower, experience some of our downtown and some of the shopping and some of the local restaurants. There's a lot to do here in town. So we're very proud of that.
Can I ask this one question? I know that we're not revealing the artist, but if all things go as planned, will we be seeing some of the shows there at the new green space there by the Price Tower?
If everything goes according to plan, then yes, we will be having some things out at the green space, and I can't be specific to what it is, unfortunately, but yes, we are very excited about that space. It's a great thing to have here in the community, so we can't wait to be a part of that.
And she's ready to bust if you're not watching on Facebook Live provided by Arvin.
I can barely contain it. I really do just want to tell everyone, because I'm so excited about the lineup that we have this year.
Now, you talked about some of the outreach you have with the kids and what have you, but that kind of happens year-round, doesn't it?
It does. We have our year-round programming events and fundraisers that happen all the time. So we're always doing stuff, and it all kind of leads up to this week here in June. Mm-hmm. And those kids programming events, like I said, it ranges from those main stage artists giving special performances to kids. And then we also have different classes that we can put on. And then we also have different activities at all the concerts to keep the kids busy and get them learning about music throughout the concerts. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, a lot of ways to get those kids interested in the arts. And that's sort of one of our mission goals, is to get kids inspired and to get them learning about the arts, because the arts are so important from a development standpoint for children.
Oh, they are, and especially with music. You wouldn't think that music and math would go together. You'd think, oh, well, those things are just complete. No. I tell you what, some of your best mathematicians are people who play music.
Right, yeah. And there's this whole thing, you know, STEM is so important, but STEAM, you know, get the arts back in there to make it STEAM instead of STEM, because the arts do play a big role in education and development.
They sure do. They sure do. And I know there are schools around here who are looking to put that A back into the STEM and turn it into STEAM.
Yeah, because it really is so important.
A difference.
Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely.
And then once, of course, the festival's over with, you get like a week or two to go, and then it's back to getting ready.
Right back at it, yeah.
Oktoberfest and everything else.
Yeah, because we have Oktoberfest there in October, so we have a, you know, right after the festival ends, we get to look towards the next big thing, which
is always fun. It just never stops. And a lot of people kind of think, well, you know, that's nice. It's 1 week of fun. No, really, there's some year-round things that go on to keep it happening because, you know, we have to sustain the arts. And one way of doing that, of course, is having these fundraisers in which we put the fun in the fund. Raising.
Yeah.
And that's all very good. Well, now, if somebody wants to make a donation, they're feeling kind of generous right now. They say, yeah, you know, Brittany, she works too hard. how can folks just stroke a check or get in on an endowment or something like that for the arts in this regard here with OKM Music?
Well, there's online giving. So if you're interested in making a donation, you can go to www.okmmusic.org, mm-hmm. and then you'll find an opportunity to give donations, but then also you can reach out directly to us. Our emails are on the website. And so you can always get in touch with us if there's something that you'd like to discuss regarding a giving opportunity. And then also you can give us a call.
And the same would go for sponsorship opportunities. Yeah. I imagine you have plenty of those.
So if you remember last year, well, you weren't here last year, unfortunately.
I arrived as it ended.
I know.
Down. Oh, look what we missed.
So we always have our festival program, and it's the big old program that shows, you know, who the performers are, when they're performing, and all the information about the festival. And we do sell ads within that program. Mm-hmm. So if you have a small business and you'd like to advertise and also show some support for the arts at the same time, then we absolutely encourage you to reach out to us because we would love to get your business represented in that festival program. For a lot of people, that program is a collector item. People collect them year after year after year. So it's a great way to advertise. So,
it is. There are going to be a lot of eyeballs on that.
There are, yeah.
So yeah, your money's got to be money well spent.
Right, yeah. So it's a great opportunity. Also, I wanted to mention that at the launch party and for a few weeks after the launch party, there will be a 10% discount on ticket prices. So you can buy tickets at the launch party for the festival and get a discount on those tickets.
And for the folks who just tuned in, tell us when, where for the launch party.
Absolutely. So it's going to be this Thursday, February 20th, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. We're going to have free tacos. We're going to have free drinks. There's going to be karaoke. It will be a lot of fun. And we will be revealing the big lineup for the 2021 OKM Music Festival. So,
and if you look carefully, you'll see Brittany exhale.
Sometimes. Well, every once in a while.
You've been sitting on this for just too long.
I have. I can't wait.
Now, for folks who want to drop by the office and just say howdy or maybe have a few questions, you mentioned they can do that in person. You're on Dewey.
415 South Dewey. Yeah, 415 South Dewey. So
it's by Rogers.
It's a lovely building. It says OK Mozart on the front.
You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. Yeah.
Isn't it kind of close to your favorite coffee place?
It is.
Like right across the street?
It is.
Okay, so there you go. There's your directional, folks.
Yeah.
All the coffee.
If you know where Outpost Coffee is, then you know where I am. Also, you know where our office is because it's right across the street.
Brittany Burling is with us with OKM Music, and we've got the festival launch party coming up on Thursday. Volunteer opportunities aplenty. Check out the website. Is there anything else we've missed today? You covered a lot of ground.
It's a lot. I mean, I think that's it though, Tom. I think we've got everything. I'm just volunteers. If you wanna get involved with the arts, please give us a call. We can use you.
Is there an age limit? Because I know some younger people get kind of excited about this and they want to do it. Do you cut 16, 18, something like that?
That is a really excellent question. I want to say 18. Okay. I want to say 18, but I could be wrong on that. So that's an excellent question. If you are under the age of 18 and you want to get involved, let us know and I'll find out for you.
All right. That sounds good because there are a lot of youngsters who see that for the first time. They go, wow, I'd like to be like that person helping out. You know?
Right. Yeah.
You know? Not necessarily the person on stage. It's the one backstage who's saying, that looks cool. Yeah. I can do that.
Yeah.
I might be able to play that instrument in time, but that I can do right now.
Yes. A lot. So if you intern with us, our interns are your backstage. So it's a really unique opportunity to be able to see the concerts from backstage.
It is.
Sometimes you get to interact with the artists and you get to do a lot as an intern. So
highly
encourage you to get involved with that program.
Website once again.
www.okmmusic.org.
Thank you very much, Brittany. Appreciate it. All right. Thank you. We'll catch you up on Thursday. We'll see you down there at Ambler Hall. All right. There we go.